Campus FM jipprezenta 50 u waħda. L-istorja ta' Malta tul dawn l-aħħar 50 sena mingħajr il-Malta Historical Society. Prezentazzjoni u produzzjoni Sergio Grech. Insalmulkom nilqawkom għattini programm minn din is-sensiela tagħna, sensiela ġdida fuq Campus FM, il-ġimgħa l-oħra introduċejna nista' ngħidu din is-sensiela fejn iltqajna ma' Dr. Teresa Vella, waħda mill-membri tas-Soċjetà Storika ta' Malta, u tkellimna dwar dak li se jiġri matul din l-iskeda. Fil-fatt illum se nibdew biex nisimgħu l-ewwel lecture mis-sensiela Continuity and Change li ġew organizzati fl-okkażjoni tal-50 sena mill-kisba tal-indipendenza mill- Malta Historical Society. U se nibdew fil-fatt mill-keynote speech li kien ingħata mill-professur Henry Frendo fejn matulu l-professur Frendo jarbel dak li seħħ f'pajjiżna tul il-50 sena ta' indipendenza. Kif tafu l-professur Frendo huwa l-awtur ta' diversi pubblikazzjonijiet li jitkellmu dwar Malta fis-seklu 19 u fis-seklu 20 u anki speċjalment fuq l-istudji dwar l-indipendenza u kif Malta saret nazzjon. Nistgħu ngħidu li bosta wkoll mill-publikazzjonijiet tiegħu illum mhux biss insibuhom f'ċentri ta' studji ewlenin f'Malta, imma anki fl-ilien minn ġdudna, speċjalment dawk iċ-ċentri li huma interessati mill-istorja tal-kolonjaliżmu Ingliż.
Change and continuity is a well-worn historiographical paradigm which indeed may be usefully employed to look back at Malta's acquisition of independence from Britain in September 1964. Nothing in human time changes completely or suddenly. To pretend or expect otherwise for any event, however historic, is illusory. There are events, however, when historical duration is emphatic. A country's emergence from colonialism to statehood is generally one of these. In Nehru's famous words in 1947, "A moment comes which comes but rarely in history, when we step out from the old to the new, when an age ends, and when the soul of a nation long suppressed finds utterance." In a documentary history of Maltese political development from 1798 to 1964, I have shown from original sources the cursus and the angst involved in Malta's long and uneven path towards autonomy and freedom as a small, strategically located and foreign-occupied island. I have argued elsewhere that independence is not made in one day, but there is a day when it is obtained. Most ex-colonists celebrate the date of their independence as their national day. Malta did so too, until 1971. Today, it remains arguably the only independent state in the world without a national day. Equally, there is no want of feasts, celebrations, and indeed of anniversaries. So what changed and what didn't? Very briefly, the first change was institutional and political. From a colony, indeed a fortress colony, Malta became an independent and sovereign state. Malta thus assumed control not only over its economy and governance, but also over its foreign affairs and defense. For example, it named ambassadors and had ambassadors accredited to it. It could move resolutions of substance at the United Nations, in the Council of Europe, and eventually, since 2004, in EU bodies. An economic diversification from large-scale dependence on military spending in accordance with imperial interests, which had largely characterized its economic history for centuries, commenced in earnest. New economic pillars were devised and pursued mainly in the fields of industry, tourism, and agriculture. These required further changes and had multiplier effects on beliefs and lifestyles. Socially, such shifts caused remarkable changes in employment patterns, educational options, construction, design, opportunities, social mobility, and gender relations. Young women, for example, could earn a living in factories, in the textile industry particularly, and no longer needed to become maids in private residences or remain homebound. Student horizons expanded away from traditional pursuits. A national consciousness and awareness increased, as may be seen from the mainly post-independence legislation which will be discussed more specifically in this lecture series being inaugurated, and some have already been: archives, libraries, museums, heritage, conservation, patrimony, and so on. Not forgetting that from 1987 to the present, our university student population has increased more than tenfold. Infrastructurally and instrumentally, Malta came to possess the wherewithal to function as a state without any necessary apron strings. For example, it set up a central bank, a development corporation, a polytechnic, a power station with a loan from the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Plans were afoot for a free port, yacht marina, sports facilities. Further down the line, by 1974, Malta had established an operational national airline. Psychologically, independence slowly but surely liberated the mind and the spirit. This emancipation quickly assumed a visibility in the arts, including the performing arts, in music, and in theater. A hit like Viva Malta by the Malta Bums in pop music, or Francis Abeyer's Mentz at the Pacht Manuel Theater, represented a Zeitgeist. In painting and sculpture, bolder and even abstract art forms emerged, with some artists distinguishing themselves. A Maltese literature movement arose. Made in Malta gradually assumed currency. Well-to-do foreign settlers influenced the consumer market for goods and services. Original compositions, even in orchestrated folk music and song, epitomized by the genius of Charles Camilleri, among others. We have just listened to some earlier folk songs, which are particularly Cilia, which are very telling, lent an international dimension to talent, while openings such as the Eurovision Song Contest annually and ritually attract an emotional following. Shorn of old-time deference, fears, and constraints, civil society found more space and motivation within which to operate. For example, civic committees flourished throughout the 60s, in the 1990s to be replaced by local councils. Tourism and television brought the outside world inside, tending slowly to burst the colonial, ecclesiastically driven cocoon. As one straw in the wind, the National Council of Women was founded in 1964. A year when, incidentally, it also became permissible at law for a woman to swim in a two-piece costume. Slowly but surely, the Roman Catholic Church's grip on society's normative behavior declined, although church attendance, today at some 50%, continued to be on the high side by continental European standards. Newer forms of lay entertainment and pleasure increasingly competed with traditional folkloristic pursuits, however seemingly pagan in orientation, especially among the younger generations, but by no means exclusively. A newfound citizenship, by implication, meant more individual autonomy in conscience and morality, for better and for worse, from the point of view of social cohesion. More creativity and opportunity was in the air. All told, independence marked a voyage of self-discovery and self-improvement. There were challenges and consequences. One change by the late 1960s was that Maltese salary earners could not compete with the rising housing prices or aspirations catering for wealthier settlers. This was a negative side to a booming construction industry. But the prediction of a UN expert that the British rundown would lead to mass unemployment, requiring 10,000 Maltese to emigrate annually, came to naught. At the same time, and for that reason, urbanization galloped ahead, causing environmentalist concerns to rise. What didn't change? Malta still had British defense facilities and personnel on its soil in exclusive zones. That was part of the defense treaty negotiated at the time of independence. It was for 10 years. There would be no permanent British sovereign bases in Malta, as in Cyprus. In fact, the defense treaty was renegotiated in 1972 and extended by 5 years to 1979 by a succeeding administration led by Mr. Dominic Mintoff. Financial assistance to Malta, this time for rent, was topped up considerably. Dr. Borch Oliver's manner of dealing was more in the nature of soft diplomacy, intended liberally to ensure a smooth transition without endangering employment or direct foreign investment. Mr. Mintoff, by comparison, was more energetic, doctrinal, and innovative or risky. Whereas the former nailed his colors to the mast of parliamentary democracy in the West, the latter sought neutrality, non-alignment, and on the whole, a more nationalistically assertive presence at home. Until 1971, Malta, like Canada, Australia, and elsewhere in the Commonwealth, had continued to have a British Governor-General, Sir Maurice Dorman, representing the Queen, who remained Malta's head of state. To his credit, Dorman stood four square with the Maltese in 1967, when Borcio Oliveira's administration took very strong exception to any arbitrary hastening of the rundown. Various local branches of British companies, such as cable and wireless or diffusion, were allowed to continue operating more or less freely, although in consultation with the Maltese government, and as necessary, and subject to institutional safeguards, such as the Malta Broadcasting Authority, which was entrenched in the Malta Independence Constitution. Until the 1970s, thousands of Maltese still worked for one or other of the service establishments, to which they and their families owed their livelihood. In other words, slogans such as British get out or British go home may have struck a nationalistic chord with some, but given Malta's condition, they were perilous. Again, until 1971, Hafmed, the headquarters, Allied Forces in the Mediterranean, had continued being based in Floriana, although its direct contribution to the economy was minimal. NATO had refused Malta's request for as much as an observer status. Mintov and his Labour Party made an issue of all this, although ironically, they had once sought Malta's integration with Britain. Once democratically returned to office in 1971, for the first time in an independent and sovereign state, Mintov went out of his way immediately and sensationally to leave his mark by interrupting or reversing what may be seen as a neocolonial continuum. New appointees, often with a partisan bias, thus made their presence on the horizon in just about every sphere of a more centralized and less tolerant governance, from public works to broadcasting to education. On top of all this, there was a more secular approach to limit and to laicize religious and ecclesiastical aspects, some of which were truly archaic. During the independence negotiations, Mintov had wanted to introduce his so-called 6 points, including civil marriage, in the constitution. Archbishop Gonzi's church was opposed to these, and had Borcio Oliveira consented to them, he would almost certainly have lost the referendum held in May 1964 about the independence constitution and missed out on getting independence. Fortunately, there was agreement in principle between the two main parties on independence itself. But Mintov also disagreed on other points, such as membership of the Commonwealth, the timing of the defense and finance agreements, the calling of new elections, and so on. Whether Mr. Mintov would have been able to obtain independence himself on his conditions is a very moot point, the more so after the failure of the earlier integration negotiations. To cut a long story short, once in power in an independent state in 1971, Mintov promptly abolished independence from being Malta's national day and from being a feast worth recording at all, describing it as a farce. He went on to change Malta's national day 4 times in all, until he settled for the date when his extended defense agreement expired in 1979, calling it Freedom Day. All kinds of changes, not least in law and order, or rather its absence, and not least in 1979, went hand in hand with the Mintov epoch. Too many to recount here. At the same time, on other levels, continuity prevailed. Traditionally and historically, many religiously driven occasions in the calendar, both local and national, retained and established an even dynamic import, which gave meaning to many people's lives, adding color and vibrancy, as well as affecting the collective memory, be that victory over the Turks and the Axis or the Feast of St. Peter and St. Paul. The family remained a core social value, although the introduction of civil marriage in 1975 and more recently of divorce, indeed of civil unions, permitted a plurality and an individual freedom of choice which hitherto had been practically impossible and largely unthinkable. Mortal sins and such like could once determine even how electors voted or related sexually. Today, such sanctions and inhibitions have become practically meaningless, as has the customary fear of eternal damnation and hellfire. But the times themselves change in continuity. One overriding factor of continuity is that, in spite of all hiccups, Malta remains one of the few ex-colonies with a functioning parliamentary democracy, regular elections, and an alternating succession in government. Mass illegal immigration from largely alien countries and cultures has dented social homogeneity, especially since 2002, on the eve of Malta's adhesion to the EU. The repercussions of such ethnographic, religious, sociological, and even political trends in so small a densely packed island, once Catholicissima, are bound to be increasingly felt. Ironically, differences may heighten the sense of belonging and of identity, even as this too may be somewhat changing in a globalized world and through EU membership. Development continued apace, as may be seen from the successful tapping of new avenues, from financial services to aviation, computer chips to pharmaceuticals, to newer forms of harbor-based transshipment. The diversification started in the 1960s permitted Malta not only to join the European Union in 2004, but also to join the Eurozone in 2008. Even tourist input has diversified, although British tourists still lead the pack. In 1974, the independence constitution was changed to make Malta a republic with a Maltese president, although Commonwealth membership was retained. Within the space of a decade, Malta will have hosted CHOGM twice at the conference on heads of government meeting, as well as at about the same time in the next few years had Valletta as a cultural capital of Europe and assumed the EU presidency. Well, may Malta remain the dear island home for its native inhabitants, but these are not feats which would have been imaginable, let alone realizable, in a colony and still less in a fortress. Bereft of personalities caught in the fray, events distill and crystallize. The seemingly endemic polarization, perhaps especially from the 1960s to the 1980s, mainly associated with competing leading colonial politicians such as Giorgio Borcioli-Vira and Dominic Mintoff, now seems to belong to a different epoch, however challenging and seminal that was. Recurring electoral swings may be seen as an indication of a growing political maturity in public life. One proof of that probably is that this week, under a Labour administration, even as Malta still misses its national day, the 50th anniversary of independence is happily being commemorated officially and nationally with all due pomp and fanfare by one and all.
Senaddu għal taqsima oħra f'dan il-programm u xtaqna nlaqgħukom ma' Dr. David Mallia biex nitkellmu ftit dwar il-Melita Storika. Diġà semmejni wkoll matul din is-sensiela li hija nistgħu ngħidu r-rivista akademika ta' Soċjetà Storika ta' Malta. David, nixtieq forsi tintroduċija għal dawk is-semija tagħna li forsi mhumiex familjari.
Sa minn l-ewwel laqat tal-Soċjetà Storika Maltija meta ġi miktub il-statut ta' soċjetà, wieħed mill-għanijiet ewlenin tagħha kien li t-talim u riċerka storika l-istorja ta' Malta jiġi pubblikat għalli l-iktar firxa wiesa possibbli għar-rejja jaqraw u jitalmu minna. Is-soċjetà ġiet imwaqfa fl-1950, però ġa mill-1952 ħareġ l-ewwel numru tal-Melita Historika li huwa l-ġurnal uffiċjali tal-istorika. Mill-1952 sal-lum għadu joħro dan għadu ilu joħro ċivili sena wara l-oħra f'Katina, sensi la kontinu ġivili minnar.
Ekku, nasib dini ħaġa interessanti għalix ftit il-ġernis li jibdew Malta jkomplu għattu għattara ftit anki madwar, anki f-disciplini oħrajn, ġivili mux għafiekunu fl-istoria, forsi kollek l-għawet nejt li jtambat, bax.
Jinaħt li huwa l-iktar ġernis l-istoria li baqa għaddej, jinaħt ma nafx kunċert fuq għal-ħagġa. Pero, nassigurak li mhux faċli.
Fatt konsens għaxi il-formula ta' suċċess jiena kif. Il-formula ta' kontinuità.
Li minn dejjem kien hawn interess mill-pubbliku in ġenerali u mir-riċerkaturi li jiktbu u jew jaqraw fuq l-istorja. Minn dejjem kien post fejn riċerkaturi jippubblikaw ix-xogħlijiet tagħhom. Jingħata u jingħata ċans li l-kulħadd li ssottometti pubblikazzjonijiet, m'hemmx formula ġenerali fis-sens li l-pubblikazzjoni tista' tkun artiklu qasir jew twil skont
il-suġġett
tal-riċerkatur ġifieri. U għalhekk forsi din hija s-storja tas-suġġett.
Però nassumux hekk li hemm ċertu livell ukoll li wieħed iħares lejhom.
Kiba, importanti li x-xogħol ikun wieħed oriġinali, mhux ħaġa diġà ġiet pubblikata x'imkien ieħor, li jkollha ċerti livell ta' kif tgħid.
Akademiku
ġifieri, u fl-aħħar mill-aħħar l-aħħar kelma hija dejjem tal-Editorial Board li huwa kompost minn membri tal-Kumitat tas-Soċjetà li fl-drabi jkunu storiċi huma stess.
X'interess issibu? Biex wieħed jippubblika x-xogħol tiegħu. Għax naħseb Malta ssir ħafna riċerka imma waħda mill-frustrazzjoni li mhux dejjem issib fejn tippubblika. Wieħed qorret jista' jmur f'gazzetta, ma f'gazzetta mbagħad l-għada l-ġimgħa wara tlifta, bażikament. U ħanidwa kif inhi kollok xogħol serju tkun tixtiequ wkoll ikun x'imkien serju wkoll.
Le, pala firxa soġġetti hija pjuttost wiesa għalkemm iżjed nixaqilbu lej l-istorja, però hemm storja politika, storja tal-arti, storja ta' ħafna affarijiet, ġifieri jekk wieħed jara lista tat-titli tal-artikli, hemm storja fuq kollox, l-istorja fuq l-ikel, storja fuq drawiet, firxa wiesa ħafna.
U l-lu muxek, dawna il-rivisti għet jistaj sibom u kor online, dakken proġett gbir.
Iva, minn, jissajlu, 10 snin, mux jizjet li konti proponajta jinġviri kif tħalt fil-komitat, u ma il-komitat ta' kizmin kien laqa ċertu entuzjazmu, u bil-mod il-mod l-artikli kolla saqdin online, ħlif ta' ħar sentejn, imma l-bqija kolla na' u. Dan huwa tajjeb għax min-numri bikrin tal-pubblikazzjonijiet issa m'għandhomx jinstabu, ġifieri ħlif f'xi librerija pubblika jew xi kollezzjonijiet privati, b'hekk il-firxa tal-accessibility biex ngħidlek tal-artikli hija dejjem wiesa u possibbli ġifieri ħlif u mad-dinja kollha bl-internet.
Kultant anke forsi jitfaċċa xi wieħed f'xi suq minn dawn li jsiru tal-antikitajiet jew anke forsi fuq eBay ħabda se jkun se nagħmel riklam u anke forsi anke l-press li jiċċarġaw u li jitolbu jkun mhux.
Ċerti numri jitolbu għandhom prezzi jisol jiena xhuma rarissimi. Imma r-riċerkatur mhux bil-forsi għandu bżonn ikollu hard copies ta' qiegħda bil-online copy għax fija kollox ġifieri.
Meta toqgħod taħseb David mhux ċajta din biex dawn
se. Xo sar minni u minn kollega tijaj William Tierens li jiex l-Olanda ġviri u.
Ovvijament għet jiex skenja paġna wara paġna u xek, taħseb fuqha.
Jess, kien il-proġett, per interessanti l-istess.
Ikollok feedback kemm li se tjużawa?
Le, le. Bajro, kultant nirċivi emails minn pajjiżi.
Differenti.
Xerdin ġirmandinja kollha fuq. Tal-bit, ġeneralment biex jippubblikaw stampi li jidru fil-ġernis, għunek jkunna fli. Iġi segwit ħafna.
Ekku, dal-axar rajna passiħor, u xek, il-ġernil donnu ħa forma ġdida tkun anke publikat minn publikatur lokali. Ħa wkoll din il-.
U dejjem kien ġi mitbuħ Malta ġifieri, però l-aħħar volum ġifieri, qegħdin fil-part 3 għax kull volum ikollu erba' partijiet, qegħdin fil-part 3 tħanna f'partnership ma' pubblikatur lili f'Malta ġifieri qed jħossib il-typesetting, publishing u anki il-bejħ u distribuzzjoni ġifieri li lilna.
Tejn
ħafna. Ħafna xogħol li aħna bħala part-time ma għandix ċans nagħmluh. U sibna li bħala soluzzjoni taħdem ġifieri.
U ma nafx, ħanza sik anke bħala kurzjetà, taħseb li nbih iktar, mexa iktar, għax naħseb hawn nies ma taliex tiegħu
fuq il. F'ħafna librara, anki stationers għalġin raħal bejh ġifieri u immaġina li nbih ġifieri. Balk tal print run tmur għand il-membri li għandhom dritt automatiku għal kopja ta' kull publication li waqt li jkunu membri. Però dejjem nipprintjaw naqra riżjed biex jinfirex u bekk forsi wieħed jitħajr isir membru.
Ekku. Fil-fatt, David, nixtieq nagħmel forsi distinzjoni wkoll għaliex forsi jkun hawn min qed isegwu u min jirċevihom ukoll. Għax intom qed tippubblikaw dak li seħu l-proceedings of history u xekk li wkoll hemm sensiela minnhom. Allura x'inhi d-differenza bejn dawn il-proceedings u l-Milita Storika?
Il-Milita Storika hija kif qed il-pubblikazzjoni ewlenija ta' soċjetà toħroġ kull sena u magħmula ġeneralment minn papers li nirċievu fil-kumitat. Hemm eċċezzjonijiet issa nitkellmu dwarhom iktar tard. Fl-istess waqt kull sentejn isir seminar mirat ġeneralment għal gradwati ġodda fl-istorja jew
sewa
you know forthcoming historians li jixtiequ jitkellmu u jagħtu taħdita żgħira fuq riċerka li jagħmlu ħafna darba jkunu teżijiet BA, MA, però mhux biss. U dawn ġeneralment darba kull sentejn jkun hemm dan is-seminar. Il-proċedi ta' kis-seminar, ġifieri il-papers li kunu raw, jiġu riveduti mill-kittieba u mill-editorial board u jiġu stampati però bħala pubblikazzjoni oħra li hija l-Proceedings of History Week. Dik hija ħaġa distinta mill-Milita Storika.
Ekku, din naseb hija inizjattiva tajba li xafna drabi kol anki l-opportunità biex tiftaħ tieqa fuq dawn ir-riċerkaturi li forsi. Mhux dejjem tkun żmajt biex xogħol tagħhom ukoll, għaliex ħafna drabi t-teżijiet jispiċċaw il-librerija hawnhekk il-militenzja u ħafna drabi jekk ma tagħmilx search u forsi jitla' xi ħaġa li forsi tkun interessat jibqgħu fuq l-iskaffa.
Jiva ta' min jgħid ukoll li uħud minn dawn il-proceedings, kellimu fil-proceedings. Komplew, forsi inkoraġġiti minn dan il-Ministri Week, biex imbagħad għamlu full-scale publications ta' teżijiet tagħhom ġifieri, semmi x'min ġifieri, però inħoss li forsi tajnihom
dik l-imbuttatura. David, għandi kurzita biex immollura l-milita storika. L-awturi li jippubblikaw ix-xogħol tagħhom qed ikunu membri tas-soċjetà tagħkom jew jiġu hemm
m'hemmx, le m'hemmx invitazzjoni, kulħadd jista' jissottometti artiklu għal pubblikazzjoni, m'hemmx. L-importanti l-kwalità tal-riċerka u tal-kontenut.
Naf li ġiri anke kelkom il-kunċett tal-guest editor u xekk xi ħadd li tqisabbat.
L-aħħar sentejn li parti xejn ftit ġifieri kien hemm żewġ seminars importanti li saru ġifieri. U tant ġi ħareġ kontenut ta' kwalità li deċidejja li il-volum ikun id-dedikat, il-number ikun id-dedikat l-għand il-seminar. Fit-2013 il-publikazzjoni kien dedikata għal-seminar li kien sar Għawdex fuq l-istorja ta' Għawdex u l-ordni, principalment. U din fil-2014 li kien l-anniversarju tal-indipendenza, ġew mistiedna bosta speakers, ġifieri xi 15 il-wieħed, biex li kollak għandhom specialization f'temi suġġetti varji ġifieri biex jagħtu opinjoni tagħhom ġieru riċerka naturalment fuq aspetti differenti tal-ħajja f'Malta. Per eżempju l-arkeoloġija, il-letteratura, l-arkitettura, l-fotografija u bosta temi oħrajn ġifieri. U dawn għandhom jiġu pubblikati dal-waqt ġifieri.
Smajtu 50 u 1, program fuq Campus FM miġub lilkom mill-Malta Historical Society. Prezentazzjoni, produzzjoni, Sergio Grech.